Charlotte City of Dyer Mayor and Board of Officers to meet on May 12th, 2025 in order. We have a quorum present. First order of business will be to approve the minutes of April 28th, 2025.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made in second. Is there any discussion? If not, call the roll. Start with Jessica and go right.
Aye.
Motion carried. Treva Maitland is not here tonight. She was going to come and talk to us about the CASA program. Is there any other? Nobody else has asked to speak on the board. Is there anybody here who wants to speak to the board? Okay. Mayor's report. I will be out of town the rest of the week, so if you have any questions or anything, call Ashley. If she can't get out to me, she'll call Marty to take care of it. We have been working on cleaning some ditches and everything out in different areas of the town. We've got some draining a little better than what they were, so been working on that. Again, this is Eric Egbert. He is our new city attorney. And I think we can start moving forward on a few things that we've discussed in the past. We'll discuss it in the committee meeting over the next week, not this coming week, but the next, about some condemnation of properties and everything. So start figuring that out. Also, I would like for Dale and Tracy and Jason Fernandez and Brendan Rudd to come up here, please. It's not a lot, but on behalf of the City of Dyer Board and myself, I would like for you guys to know that when we had the flood and drainage things, you guys stepped up and worked extremely hard and was there not only when I called you, but when the fire chief called, Tracy playing chest deep in the water. You know, just
having fun.
We was enjoying ourselves, but not really. So, guys, thank you guys. We really appreciate you guys stepping up and you know, we saved the ambulance station that day. We worked hard. You worked hard. Stacy Fernandez is not here tonight. She is at a governor's conference all week. She couldn't be here, and I hate that, you know, she can't be here tonight or whatever, but Jason is, and Stacy kind of took a part in the tornado shelter, went down, started the new Excel sheet and everything. As people walked in the door, her line item turned green on the Excel sheet. When they walked out the door, it turned red. She's kind of got that set up and going and everything. She's not going to keep doing it, but she's going to help the next person to get acquainted with it and make sure things work out good. She spent about, I guess, almost 24 hours without sleep. So, staying at the tornado shelter.
I was there that night, and I seen how organized everything was. It was.
And then they left.
It went well.
And then Stacy and Michelle left there and went down to the fire department and cooked the firemen and everybody that was working some supper. Mm-hmm. And then they went back and cut a tree up that fell on Maple Street and got it out of the way. Some electrical wires. They had to wait on the electric crew and everything. So, I'm sure there's more, but when I was out running around trying to figure out everything that was going on and everything, here stood out, and Stacy also.
She did.
I don't want to leave Michelle Anderson out because she did come down. She did help cook, and she did a few things. But these four and Stacy are the ones that actually stood out and was there for the city when we, and everybody was, and I don't want to, but these guys right here was didn't have to ask them to do anything. They were there. And we appreciate it, and I just want to present you guys with a little something, Jason. And Stacy's.
The bottom will come off of his helmet.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good job, baby.
Brandon Rudd. Thank you.
Thank you. Good job, baby.
Dale Carroll. Thank you, sir.
Good job, Dale. Good job.
Tracy Cope.
Good job, y'all.
I don't have anything else in the mayor's report. Right? Department reports, fire.
All I have is so much of April was a busy month for us. We had 62 calls. We normally average between 40 and 50. And then Chandler Kozar passed his EMR test
today.
Yeah.
All right.
Have you seen that? Yes.
That's real good.
Tell him I say congratulations.
Yes.
A few more days and we'll be ready to go when he comes to the state.
That's awesome.
It hadn't been taking long either. They've been
okay. All this stuff ready, so.
Very good. Tell him I said congratulations. That's awesome.
No, Brandon, you tell him that the city board and myself said congratulations.
I'm sorry, tell him the city board and the mayor said congratulations. Remind him who's sitting on the city board. Thank you.
Police. Public Works.
Street Department, you said there was a different team digging out ditches, we're sparing potholes. Everything comes up, you know, for daily life. Seen that on the water, American Tank did come inspect our ship patrol tank, clear well, and industrial park, and so we're in compliance with the state. Nothing really looked bad, none of them, but we got to get the actual state report back. That was from the guy that came with the camera. And then the sewer, we are repairing manholes, like the round the ring around the top zone. We got a 1266 South Main. We got to go down in and hydraulic cement around where it comes into the manhole. Back switch. That's all we got right now.
Do you have your suit?
My what?
Your mask to get down in the hole?
We got
a harness.
We got a harness. It's that deep, but we test to make sure there's no gases there.
Okay.
You can go down the ladder, and you go down the ladder, and so we always borrow the fire department's gas meter to check, make sure there's no gas in there. Go down there and take maybe 15, 20 minutes to repair it, and you come back out.
Okay.
But we'll have safety procedures there on standby. So anytime we go down low, we do that.
Okay. You know how I'm about that.
I'm about what? It ain't just you and me.
Anything else, Dale?
That's it.
Finance personnel?
Nothing at this time, Mr. Mayor.
Did we have any issues with the county? Everything went okay? Committee reports, finance administration personnel? Fire rescue?
No.
The fire rescue, we did purchase a fixing to purchase a generator for the radio backup radio system. The Craftsman generator that was purchased 2 years ago, whatever it was, it's not really that old, it hadn't been ran that much. Can't can't get it started. It will not hit a lick. We worked on it. I worked on it. Brandon worked on it. We all worked on it.
Probably you worked
Jason,
on it.
You know, Jason worked on it. And we're going to still try and get it going. We need a generator. So it's going to cost less than $1,000. It's probably going to cost about $800. You looked it up, Brandon. So. And it, this one is electric start, so we're going to go ahead and purchase that before budget's over. So just going to make you guys aware that we are going to do that. Police?
Yeah.
Public Works?
I do have something. I don't know where it falls in. I don't know who is, if it's Public Works, City Beautification, or Building Walkway. Down here on Front Street last year, as y'all remember, all that stuff growed up on the railroad tracks. I know it's not ours, but it looks awful when it grows up like that. Are we going to do anything about it? Are we going to let it grow up again?
We're going to let it grow up again.
Okay.
I always vote Michael and call the railroad company.
Yeah,
I know. And I do that every year.
And it just looks awful.
But it don't say railroad.
Looks nasty.
Chilled.
But evidently this group down there now, you know, at the beginning it was, they work with a little bit more than this group does.
And I don't what know group? If they've got anybody.
It's the same group, different people.
What group? What are you talking about?
Railroad.
He's gonna ask.
Oh. The CSX or whatever?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This is West Tennessee Railroad out of Jackson.
Yeah. I keep saying
to you. All I can do is Jim McCall.
Yeah, tell him.
Well, ain't no need to let it get bad, what I'm saying.
I told him that. They never would show. Because it got bad.
Not yet. It ain't bad yet, but it's headed that way. But it looks a whole lot better clean than it does with the grass 4 or 5 foot high.
Well, actually, last year we even went down there a couple times ourselves and cleaned it.
Yeah, I had Dale and them go down there.
I know, and it's not our responsibility, but it does make our town look bad.
Where's that Front Street?
Right here.
You can give me this much alternative for advertising.
Public Works, Marty. City Beautification.
Right now, Gibson County School is going to be putting the sweet potato vines in down here on Friday. And we're looking up at the flowers now. That's what we're doing. And we're going to get them out.
What flowers?
Fake flowers.
Huh.
Fake flowers. Huh. Not the real ones. Because they all die. They don't last long. Our people steal them. So what do you think?
I think we need to have a committee meeting.
I know. We've been talking about it.
Talking about having a committee meeting?
Mm-hmm. Then we're going to decide if we're going to get from Gibson County to arrest them or we're going to do the other deal.
Okay.
You know, every time we get them from there, somebody steals them. So we'll get it worked out.
Plant some poison ivy around them.
Where all do you put them?
Huh?
Where all do you put them?
All through the front street. Hang up in here.
I mean, in the pots, right? There's like
all in the pots. Hang up in here. Hang up at VFW and put them at the park.
Yeah.
And every year we get them from Gibson County, somebody steals them.
How many pots do we have in town?
7, 8. 8 up in town. We've got 5 hanging here, 4 at Gibson, 4 at VFW. And then we've got the veterans thing to put flowers in up at the park, the entrance to the park. We gotta make sure we put flowers there too.
Under the sign.
Yes.
Yeah.
If people quit stealing them, we can be okay.
Anything else?
No, we're good.
When are you gonna have a committee meeting?
I just asked both of them to let me know what day. I'm good any day.
Notice.
I already know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Buildings and walkways.
Anything?
Beth, can we get together on buildings and walkways next week on the same night that we'll have a budget meeting for 20 minutes or whatever to put together a sidewalk plan.
Mm-hmm.
It won't take long because we have most of it in order. So we'll just have to start figuring out the areas. And I want to hit the insurance spots first. And then work out from there. Because no matter what we do, it's going to be... If we started today, it would be late July before we could ever get to that point.
Yeah.
So, we can...
We can.
Parks and recreation.
We walked off the last 9 holes of the disc golf Saturday and put out some flags and have those baskets in. And our city crew is going to be putting those out, so you'll see that happen.
And I did not go back and get that painted. I'm sorry, but I ran out of time.
That's all right.
So
got the
we got the flags done, though. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think that's all that we've got as far as update goes.
Are we going to have to move any of the whatever spot, the tee spots, and we got to move anything?
No, none of the existing.
They're all 9 new ones.
You got good.
It's all 9 new
it's
ones.
New.
You got to move nothing.
New, all new.
I don't know if we'd have to change your hole or something like that.
I did move one. That's
okay.
Didn't I?
Oh, yeah. Well.
I moved it from this direction to this direction.
You changed directions on it. Yeah. There, and they'll be hopefully starting work on the tennis courts.
I think it'll be within the next week or so.
Yeah, weather permitting, so that's going to be the first thing that we'll see.
Will they tear all that out?
Oh, yeah.
Just have it.
Not the concrete, just the fencing and all that stuff.
Is that going to be for tennis or that new pickleball game that they play?
Pickleball,
yeah.
The only thing you know about pickles is eat them.
That's right. Definitely not playing pickleball.
It's a one-handed man sport.
Oh, it's one-handed. Well, I may play some arms.
Hey, to me, we you can have a crowd up there and probably draw and take a mission with me and you play.
That probably, yes, sir.
Yes, yes, sir. That's all I have.
You hit it to me, and I hit it back to you. We don't have to run.
That would be.
Is there a date? Do we have a date for that?
No, we do. Well, kind of, but no.
A pickleball tournament?
No. I'm sorry.
See who beat the most.
So we need to figure out something real quick. And you may not be able to do it tonight, but I think you can. We need to come up to it with an agreement on the new business. Let's do it again. Sorry, y'all. Let me write that down. We will bring this right back up, okay? Okay. Anything else in parks?
No. We'll see those tournaments will be the 1st of June, I'm sure. First few weeks of June.
Right.
So we'll see that happening. We'll be hosting those. Right.
Any updates from any outside committees? Michael told me.
Michael didn't tell you nothing.
That the Buzz Kings are coming for Halloween. Did you tell me that?
I've heard it was.
Who?
The Buzz Kings.
Last I heard, they're waiting on final word.
What's that?
What is that? Yeah.
It's a Buzz King.
And the Buzz Kings.
The Buzz Kings? Is that like a band?
Tony Blackburn, Sid
Barton. Oh, a band.
Yeah. Jason Carver.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a band? Yeah.
Don't come.
They could play while I was waiting
your buzz.
They played good music.
Yeah, that's illegal.
They played a few years ago. They did a really good job. They just couldn't get everybody back together on Halloween night to come back and do it again. So.
Some.
Unfinished business. Anybody have any? Brian Kathy?
Not to my knowledge.
Yeah, that's first.
New business. Okay, a new business T-ball tournament's coming up here pretty quick. We will be charging admission to get in the T-ball tournament. Needs to be agreed upon by the city board. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it needs to be a much. But part of that money stays here. So that helps the league and everything. And there'll be several teams that'll be here, and it'll be several nights. And
how many fields?
How many ever Jeremy decides?
I mean, I don't figure it'd be no more than two. The softball field and that other field, probably.
So, anybody have a suggestion?
Last year at the T-ball thing, it was $3 admission in Yorkville for their tournament.
Yeah.
Let's do it for two.
I don't care. No more than three, for sure.
Do what?
I don't think we should charge any more than three.
How about you, Kayla? What do you want to do it for?
You'd be the old pitcher gate taker upper.
How much you want to do it for, Kayla?
I charge two. Three.
I mean, three's fine.
Entertain a motion?
Make a motion.
Wait a second.
Second.
Most
that
includes all
age limits or a certain age
of
you
got to
look at
too. Let's go back on that. Rescind your second.
Oh, rescind.
Rescind the motion.
Rescind.
Age limits.
12 and under?
No.
Five and under?
What is
T-ball?
T-ball's age five.
It's and five. Under would be
four. Four.
So,
I mean, there are some four.
But you look at families bringing their kids.
Yeah.
That's what you look at, not the T-ball age, family bringing their kids.
Well, we ain't worried about that. We're going to get low enough they can afford to come. And we got the concession stand low enough. $2 for a cheeseburger is pretty good, ain't it?
I mean, as good as they are, yeah.
Do they have to have that gold star on their identification?
Yes, sir. To be able to come in the city.
You got to have a real ID, right?
Real ID. Okay.
What do you
think? I would say everybody's three except for players and children younger than the players.
So five and less, four and less? T-ball age is four, ain't it?
Four and five.
I mean,
yeah,
T-ball.
Yeah.
Can I see identification on your kid before he comes in?
Yeah.
So,
I mean, they start $3
four. And under five is free.
Five and under free. Okay.
Everybody agree with that?
They're going to be playing anyway.
Yeah, because they're going to be playing most of
them. Yeah, so it's $3 and five and under is free. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion made. Second. Is there any discussion? I go row, start with Brian, Kathy, and go left.
Aye.
Let me get a no out of that going. What's your carry? Any other new business?
That 11, is that for our gravel?
Riprap and gravel.
Huh? Riprap and gravel.
So we had that three load of riprap on the east south and north.
Yeah.
Repair with
the ditch. What'd we do with it?
We put it in the ditch. ditch.
I mean, we've already put it where we're going to put it.
Yeah, we just, where we repaired that down there. Where we put that culvert in and repaired that ditch.
What, we going to get some more gravel in?
How many months is that?
Down here at the pond, parking lot area.
Yeah, we just can't make that part.
Okay. We can't cut it dried up, though. It's going to sink up if you try to do it right now.
Well, I'm sure it will.
More rain this week, isn't it?
Yeah, well, yeah. Some in the morning.
How many months is number 12?
Number 12?
Yeah.
Lewis West Entire? Or have I, do I have the right one?
Yeah, you have the right one.
What do you mean, how many months?
$74.
Lewis West Entire?
Probably one oil change.
I'm not going to go on.
Yeah, probably an oil change.
Well, it's not done or in the night.
What number are you looking at?
12.
It didn't carry. I didn't touch that.
That one. Oh, it's different.
Tate's Quick Stop.
Number 14, I mean. I'm sorry.
Quick Stop.
Tate's Quick Stop?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
That's
one. Gas. What'd you say?
Furl.
Mowers, dump truck, hay truck.
Police calls, anything?
Fire truck.
Yeah, it's probably police, all of it.
But that'd just be a month's work, right?
For tonight.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Is that about normal, or?
No, it's a little high.
That was during all the storms and stuff,
yeah,
and there was also,
they missed some
of the workers once. That was a $63 charge, but a lot of it was just all of the extra gas for all the cleaning and dumping and.
We'll run it.
Yep. How embarrassing. Sorry.
Easy. Mm-hmm.
It's a good thing.
Logan raised his hand though.
What's up, Logan?
I told you, I'm going to take a gas out of there.
Call the roll, start with Marty, go right.
Aye.
Motion carried. Entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn, please.
Second.
Adjourn.